It's Coast 93.1, The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. Did you see North Carolina is opening up vaccines to more people? And that includes the threshold, one of the things that like a thing you have to meet to be eligible for the vaccine is to have smoked more than 100 cigarettes in your life.
Oh, okay.
So if you're like a pack a day, aren't there like 24 in a pack or something?
I don't know. That sounds right.
So 20, I think 20, it's 30? Maybe it's 20. Let's say it's 20, just round numbers. So 79 Coast, some smoker knows. 792-6278. Call, tell us how many you're a pack, and then we'll tell you that you should quit. 792-6278. You know how this is going to go.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say that's only 5 days if you're a pack a day person. So,
wow.
So,
yeah.
But even if you, so that means if you can sit there and tally up all the cigarettes you've had in your life.
Well, wouldn't people just lie and be like, yeah, I've smoked?
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
There are people who just smoked 100. I know someone who was like, well, didn't you, didn't you take a couple drags in college? Yeah, tell them that.
Right.
I don't think that counts.
Yeah, I mean, I totally would be like, I smoke 2 packs a day. Let's go.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like show up with a little Marlboro Reds rolled up in your sleeve.
Like it's 1950.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Coast, who's this?
It's Megan.
Megan, how many cigarettes are in a pack?
20.
I'm ready
to move to North Carolina.
Good job, Megan.
Megan, now how much do you smoke?
About a pack a day.
About a pack a day, yeah.
All right.
Really should try to tamp that down a little bit.
Yeah, I'm working on it. I'm down from 2 packs, so.
Down from 2 packs. Well, hey.
That's good.
That's true. That's.
But yeah, go to North Carolina.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go get that vaccine.
Yep.
I was told yesterday I can't see my dad who has leukemia until I'm vaccinated. So.
Yeah. Well, totally.
Now
right.
I gotta wait till at least July, staying here.
Right.
Oh, we'll get it.
Oh yeah, a little weekend in North Carolina. I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do you smoke, Megan?
L&M's.
L&M's.
What are L&M's?
Long and misty.
What is it?
You don't know what it
stands
for.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for calling, Megan.
You're welcome.
You're our official cigarette correspondent. And good luck on whittling down that number.
Yeah.
I know it's hard.
Yeah, it is.
But hey, if you already cut it in half, you cut it in half again, you'll be close to zero.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. Have a good morning.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
Aww.
When I asked her what she smoked, I got nervous for a second. Oh. I was like, I'm talking about the cigarette brand. So, yeah, 100 cigarettes in your life.
I mean, I think a lot of people...
Were you a smoker?
I mean, if I have too many Trulies and there's one kicking around...
Yeah.
And, you know, in the band, I never was like, I would go buy them, but like, it was more like, woo!
You're a piggybacker.
Is that what it's called? And then the next morning, I'd be like, oh my God.
Oh yeah, and you sound, especially as a singer.
Yes.
Oh,
and it was funny, I think it went with a lot of the band trips. Like, obviously, there was a lot of alcohol involved in band trips, and then, you know, you would smoke a cigarette, and then the next morning, if we had like 3 gigs in a row, and I was smoking at night or whatever, I'd be like, and the guys would be like, well, then don't. We need you, you know?
Right.
So, yeah. I mean, I was lucky enough to never, like, make it a habit. It was always, like, a drunk thing.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people start that way.
I know.
You know, so it's. See, I had an aversion to smoking because my dad was a big smoker.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was gross, you know? So yeah, I've taken some drags of cigarettes, you know, on nights out drinking years ago. I can't even remember. Except for that night at the camp when I was puffing on a cigar, which I'd never done before.
Right. See, cigar smoke to me, I love that because it reminds me of my dad. My dad used to smoke cigars,
okay.
But I couldn't ever. But like, yeah, like now I smell it and I think it's like cigarettes. I think it's gross. But like, again, too many Trulies. And I'm like, man.
Yeah, I know. You know what's funny? My dad smoked and he would do the pack up the sleeve thing now and then. Like,
cool.
It was like a white T-shirt. It looks cool.
I know.
For cancer. But like, if you're going to get cancer, at least look cool, you know?
Yeah.
But he would do that. And I remember there were these kids who I was kind of on the bus with, and they were like, it was weird. They weren't really like the druggies, but they were kind of the popular kids, but they would smoke because it was like badass to do,
right.
You know, but
that,
their parents had like a beautiful four bedroom home near the beach.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yep.
And they're wearing like name brand Abercrombie, you know, but they're the badass kids, you know, in this town.
Exactly.
So they were at the beach one day and they were sitting there smoking and my dad bummed a cigarette from them. And I was, of course, humiliated.
Oh, sure.
Until they thought that was cool.
Yeah.
And then I was like, yeah, my dad bummed a cigarette off of those high school kids.
Cool, I'm a cool dad.
That's right.
Yeah.
You think I can write off that secondhand smoke as a North Carolina pass? Shoot me up.
I know.